It's time for the Open Tomb Ministries broadcast. Open Tomb Ministries, the family church at 5655 Temecuana Road. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Worship service at 10:30. Tuesday night Bible study at 7. Here's Bishop Strobridge with today's message.
Since now. And I say, what do you mean? She said that God chooses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. She said, baby, you don't look like a preacher. She said, I don't need to tell you what you look like, but you don't look like a preacher. She said, you got tattoos everywhere. She said, your past don't check out. She said, but the only thing that you need to be qualified to be used by God is to not be qualified. And the fact that the world disqualified me as somebody, God said he's qualified for me to use it. I want you to know that state that you're in where you feel sometimes that your life is valueless, like purposes in the community, but it passed you by. I want you to understand that that very feeling you have is what approves you in the eyes of God. When you live on this earth and you feel as if you have nothing, it is simply because all you have is in God. And so now God has called me to be who I am, and I'll never forget the day that I heard the Lord speak to me personally. And the Lord told me, he said, you know what, I've got a plan and I'd like to use you in it. I don't need you to write the plan, I just need to use you in it. And then the Lord said, there are some questions that you have that you need answers to. Because here's the thing that I've come to realize. Past tragedy and past hurt and pain in your life, it will allow you to avoid, watch this, past pain unforgiven will keep you from seeing the benefits in that same experience. So what I'm saying, everything that hurts me, God told me, he told me, he said, you deserve to see that another way. You deserve to look at that from another angle. But so often when we're hurting, we're consumed by the pain to where we never flip the page. But God will never allow you in your search for purpose to go through something and not reward you for what you've gone through. And I come to realize, I say, Lord, all of my life as a young man, I've been hurt. I've hurt people and I've been hurting. He said, the pain was put there to help you know that you are still alive. He said, but let's address that right now. Let's address that pain that you feel. And he told me, he said, I've got purpose for you. But Lord, how do I find it? Matthew 7:7. It says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receives, and he that receiveth finds. To him that knocketh, it shall be open. To him that knocketh, it shall be open. And then God helped me to understand that the purpose on our lives, it originated somewhere and with someone. And I was reminded of Acts 17:28. And this is what it says for you. In him I live, in him I move, and in him I have my being. So in other words, I live in him, the power to move is in him, and my being or my purpose or the reason for my existence is in him. So in order for me to find purpose on my life, I have to go to him who purpose originated with. I cannot preach this message enough because every day I see talented people take that talent to the grave. Because fear keeps them from operating in totality. You have to depend on faith. You have to trust faith so that it can reveal your purpose to you. Now, let me say this to you. In fear, the Bible says, fear not, that which can kill the body. But fear that which can kill the body and the soul. The purpose that God has on your life, listen to me good, it has nothing to do with your body. Fear not that which can kill the body. So in other words, if I fear not that which can kill the body, the torturing of the body has nothing to do with the call on it. It is not the body that keeps me alive. It is the purpose that keeps me alive. When men theologize the Bible, sometimes you will find things that make their way into historical conversations that are placed there to say that this is a reflection of certain situations in the text. Now, John the Evangelist, those who theologize the Bible says that John the Evangelist was put in a pot of hot boiling water, and they tried all they could to do to kill him. Oh, they tried everything to kill him, and they couldn't kill him. And so what they did is they took and they put him on the island of Patmos alone. And they said, since we can't kill him, we'll put him out here and let him die. And that's where John received the book of Revelation, John 1, 2, and 3. He's credited with writing several epistles. But he is credited with writing with one of the most profound books that is still a mystery to men today, which it shouldn't be, because the Spirit of God will reveal it to you, which is the book of Revelations. So here's the thing I'm saying. They theologized the scripture and say that John was placed in a pot of hot oil, the type of oil we fry chicken in. And John all but took a bath in that hot oil. It's kind of like Daniel in the lion's den. He was in a place where death normally has control, but death wasn't allowed to do its thing in its environment. It wasn't allowed to do what it normally does in that situation. And the Lord steps in and the Lord is with him. But here's the thing that I'm saying. The reason why I believe that John the Evangelist outlived all of them, this is the reason I believe, is because Revelations, John 1, 2, and 3, had to be written. His work was not done. And so purpose kept him alive. You were not born to just enjoy the earth. Purpose is a package that you leave here. Purpose is something that you discover and you find it, you work it, you work it, you work it, perfect it, and leave it here. What most of us are working hard at is working to leave lots of debt to our children. Most of us are working hard to see to it that we die and leave this earth and leave the responsibility to our families to financially support our funeral. Your life is not a game. Look at what it says in John 1. Run through 5. I want everyone to go there with me. John 1, 1 through 5. John 1, 1 through 5. When you get there, say amen. We're talking about the Gospel of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. This is what it says in John 1, 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and that same Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. Now look at verse 4. Watch this. In him was life. So what it's helping you understand, that very logos, the word in Greek means logos, and it literally means spokesperson or information. It says, in him was life. Now watch this. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. This is why I tell you that if you have yet to comprehend the light burning in you, you are living and carrying a life unrealized. I understand that because of what you have gone through, your life has become heavy on you. I understand that you feel like the world is holding or bogging you down. But I want you to understand that there is nothing that the world is doing to you. The trees are not violating you. The wind is not taking advantage of you. The dirt does not jump up in your eyes. What makes life so difficult is the fact that men cannot control their thoughts. And when you can't control your thoughts, you cause mental chaos in your own mind. The first thing that Jesus did when the disciples was in a storm, he calmed the storm. Because if the storm is raging in your mind, it is hard to identify anything else in there other than what you hear and what you are familiar with. Peace will grant you the opportunity to think in difficult times. Let me say this. I can remember one day we were riding to Orlando, and you could see where there was a traffic jam for miles. And my wife and I were driving, and we're taking our time. Traffic is bumper to bumper. And once we get up, we're inquisitive and we want to see what's the traffic jam all about. And we get up the road a little bit and we see that there is this car off to the side of the road. And now nothing stopped the traffic from moving, but just nosiness or inquisitiveness made everybody slow down to kind of take a peek. You know what I'm talking about. You're laughing because you probably was in that line with us. So what I'm saying, inquisitiveness will cause you to slow down and take a look. And sometimes when you go through things on your journey in life and you're wondering why, it causes you to slow down and take a look. But I want you to understand that there are certain things that just can't be explained. So we get up and we see this car on the side of the road. Stalled in traffic. And one of the subjects, or one of the chapters in my recently released book, I talk about how fear will cause you to stall out. And fear will cause you to stall out in traffic, the traffic of life. When you are frozen in a moment where you lack understanding, you will not move forward. And what I want you to understand is even if your body shuts down, you have to jump yourself off. You have to turn that ignition. You got to do what you got to do to get going again, because if not, you keep purpose waiting on you. When God gives you purpose, it can only remain yours if you search and you do it through faith. Brother George, you can forfeit what God has for you. You can forfeit it.
The children of— Listen again next Sunday at 8 p.m. as the message continues from Bishop Stobridge at Open Tomb Ministries, the Family Church at 5655 Timaquana Road, Sunday School at 9:30, worship service at 10:30, Tuesday night Bible study at 7, Bishop Stobridge's books, The Mystery of Creation and the Discovery of Self, and The Fulfillment of Purpose are available at the church and Amazon.com.